Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At 2 p.m. this afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee will make an announcement at the conclusion of their meeting. The committee is expected to announce an increase in the federal funds interest rate for the first time since December 2018. The public has been warned for several months that this move would likely occur today. Because of that, American financial markets have already reacted as if this increase were a foregone conclusion. However, this is not the biggest financial news deserving attention today. What is more important is the boomerang effect, where the U.S. and other nations' financial and economic sanctions imposed on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine are already harming the financial well-being of the American people. I'm talking about much more than the sudden surge in prices at the gas pump. In reaction to sanctions making it difficult for the Russian government and businesses in the country to conduct international commerce, that government has prohibited Russian businesses from making principal and interest payments on debt owed to foreigners. That's right. A number of American retirement funds have made loans to Russian companies, which now will not be making interest or principal payments. Instead, these debts are going into default. That means that either payments to retirees will decline, or that the sponsoring employers will be forced to make larger future contributions, reducing business profits and stock prices. Also, did you know that Russia and Ukraine together provide at least one-fourth of the world's wheat exports? The conflict has devastated exports to such a degree that the price of wheat last week surpassed a 14-year high price. Remember that when you have to pay even higher prices to purchase a loaf of bread. The Russian government has also blocked exports of several commodities for which the nation is a major world supplier. This will further complicate supply chain problems in America and lead to accelerated consumer price increases. As the U.S. government has effectively declared economic war on Russia by imposing these economic sanctions, the politicians and bureaucrats seem to have overlooked that it will be the American people also suffering financially. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.